This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Find out where the music takes James Holden on the next Deep Threes, when his electronic sounds are reshaped by a trip to Morocco. Plus tracks from Wadada Leo Smith, Anat Cohen, and Sven Lau. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to WGXC, Accra 90.7 FM and wgxc.org. You're going to be hearing that website quite a bit. 90.7 FM, we are listener-supported radio for open ears. And our fall pledge drive, Community Collaborators pledge drive, has begun and will continue until the end of the month, October 31st. So, if you are not already a sustaining supporter of WGXC, well, this is the perfect opportunity. There is no time like the present. Right now, we've got Khaled with Derwish Tuneur, Whirling Dervish from his 1999 album Kenza, one of the greatest, most legendary Rai singers from Algeria. And Wave Farms, WGXC 90.7 FM, needs your sustaining support. With enough monthly sustaining supporters, we can end pledge drives like this. Will you join us? WGXC FM depends on its listeners to help with the cost of operations, so your contributions have a powerful impact on our very lean operation. If you are to come to our Hudson studio any weekday between the hours of 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., you will see just how lean our operation is. Between now and October 31st, WGXC programmers and staff are working to add 50 new sustaining supporters to our goal of securing $5,000 a month in listener support. Reaching that goal during this drive will play a critical role in our year-end strategic planning and evaluation of whether renewing our FM tower lease agreement with American Tower, which expires in 2020, is possible. The setup is easy. Just go to wgxc.org, click on the donate button, and choose to make either a monthly or a one-time gift. You can help keep this participatory, adventurous, local, and experimental radio station on the FM dial. Become a WGXC monthly sustaining supporter today. Again, the website is wgxc.org/donate. The phone number is 518-697-7400.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
good evening and welcome to the Irish Music Show, coming to you live from radio station WGXC 90.7 FM, Sunday night, November the 3rd, I guess, or the 4th, whichever it is. And we're coming to you live and we're here, 518-622-2598. And our fundraiser is over, and I guess we could say it was a little successful. We got 48 new members who joined up or increased their donation to the station. So we'll let you know some of the places that people send in money from. So let's continue on with the programme. We started off with a Kathleen Fitzgerald vocalist on the Fitzgerald, Bundoran and Cayley Band, recorded in Ireland, God knows when. I have no idea. It was put out by Evoca in New York sometime, and it's registered in the US Patent Office, but I have no idea when it was made. It's in a record album that shows a lighthouse somewhere, I guess, in County Donegal, and it's been in my collection for a long, long time. We have loads of other Irish music here for you tonight, and you hear me talking about Sean McCarthy and all the songs he wrote, and about it, the fact that Danny Doyle and he teamed up at the beginning of his career. And here's a couple we were going to play tonight for you. The first one, I think, is called Red Haired Mary, and that's the song by Danny Doyle.
Art was going to the fair in Dingle one fine morning last July, when going down the road before me, a red-haired girl I chanced to spy. Well, I stepped up to her, says I, young lady, now me donkey will carry too. She looked at me, her eyes a twinkle, and her cheeks they were a rosy hue. Well, thank you kindly, sir, she answered, then she tossed her bright red hair. Well, seeing as how you've got your donkey, I'll ride with you to the Dingle Fair. Ah, but when we reached the fair in Dingle, I took her hand for to say goodbye, and a tinker man moved up close beside me, and he hit me right in my left eye. Keep your hand off red haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. At night we lie in the marriage bed. Ah, now I was feeling kind of peevish, and me poor old eye felt sad and sore. So I tapped him gently with me hobnails, and he flew back through Tim Murphy's door. Keep your hands off red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. At night we lie in the marriage bed. Then a policeman came around the corner, told me I had broke the law, but the donkey kicked him in the ankle, and he fell down and smashed his jaw. Keep your hand off red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. At night we lie in the marriage bed. But the red-haired girl, she kept on smiling. A young man, I come with you, she said. We'll forget the priest this very morning. Ah, tonight we'll sleep in Murphy's shed. Keep your hands up, red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. At tonight we lie in the marriage bed.
Well, there was the solution to that problem. You're tuned to radio station WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Tony Fallon. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday night from 8 to 10 or thereabouts. We lose a couple of minutes in the beginning. I guess we should be proud of that because that means everybody is listening. That's why they put on so many things, because everybody is listening to our program. At least that's what they say anyway. So anyway, we'll go to a number here. I have no idea where I found this CD, but we're going to play a lot of the songs tonight because some of them are upbeat and I need upbeat music, believe me. When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, Brigham, Phillips and Friends, and the first number up is called The Irish Rover on radio station WGXC 90.7 FM.
Of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the Coquay of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the grand city hall of New York. We had elegant craft, it was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the tradewinds drove her. She had 23 masts, and we stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, there was Slaunchy McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and your man Mick McGann from the banks of the Ban was a skipper of the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of our nanny ghost tales. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hearts and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of our blind horse's house and the home of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 weeks and the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the whole of the crew was reduced down to two, 'twas myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, and it nearly tumbled right over. It turned 9 times around, and the old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
And there you had the Irish Rover. And as I said, I have no idea where I found this, but it's called Brigham, Phillips and Friends. Now, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, I'm on blogs, etc., etc. And somebody has just sent me something here, and I'm assuming that it's genuine, and we'll read it for you. They sent it on my Facebook page, which you can do if you have an announcement or something. It's a benefit in loving memory of Saoirse M. Armstrong Sprout, who was born June the 23rd, 1964, and died August the 12th, 2019, age 55. And it's being held take place at the Mount Pleasant Community Centre on Friday, November the 15th, 2019, from 7 to 11 p.m. And it said this is an adult-only evening. Well, the price at the door, I can imagine that. If you want to get in touch with them on the email, it's sproulbenefit@gmail.com. and I'm making that announcement. They'll also take donations from people who are willing to make donations to them. So there you have that information. I put it on the air. Next up, we have, The Girl I Love Now Lives in Birmingham by Big Tom on radio station WGXC 90.7 FM.
The girl I love now lives in Birmingham. She promised me I'd be her loving man. She left me for another, but God knows I still love her. The girl I love now lives in Birmingham. When I was just a boy of 17, she came into my life just like a dream. I told her my love for her was true, but then she left me here alone and blue. She was my very first and only love. I worshipped her just like the stars above. They say the thrill of never ever die, but I keep searching for the reason why. Girl I love now lives in Birmingham. She promised me I'd be her loving man. She left me for another, but God knows I still love her. Girl I love now lives in Birmingham. Forget the day she said goodbye. I just stood there with tears in my eyes. I tried my best to take it like a man. When she told me she was going to Birmingham, but that was many, many years ago. Why she left me here alone, I'll never know. If I could only do it all again, I'd never let her go to Birmingham. And the girl I love now lives in Birmingham. She promised me I'd be her loving man. She left me for another, but God knows I still love her. The girl I love now lives in Birmingham. She left me for another, but God knows I still love her. The girl I love now lives in Birmingham.
Big Tom with The Girl He Loves Now Lives in Birmingham. You're tuned to radio station WGXC 90.7 FM, and I don't know where you are, but it's pretty chilly up here, and I understand it's going to go down to around freezing tonight, or maybe even lower. I know it's 7 o'clock in the morning, it's supposed to be at 32 degrees, and then going up as the day goes on. But I think winter is just around the corner. And if you're listening to my program every week, you know that I write poetry. And this particular one is, it sounds like I'm talking about my home, but I'm actually putting other things into it other than my home, because in it it says that my town, the house I was born in, was torn down. It's not, but other people go back to Ireland and their house is torn down. So I put a little bit of general things into it, and I'm also talking about the parish where where I grew up, which is called Rahara in County Roscommon. So here it is. I'm getting a huge amount of hits on it today on Facebook. So I wrote it this morning, believe it or not. So here it is. It says, going home. I would like to land in Shannon one early summer morn and take a rental car back to the village where I was born. Sadly, the house I was born in has long since been torn down. Many neighbours are in exile or moved to Roscommon town. The roads are not gravel anymore, as they have been tarred, and the acreage my father had is owned by a man named Gerard. There is no more rick of turf. They have oil and electric power, and they have hot and cold water for the bathtub or the shower. There's no more horses out there ploughing up the Irish soil, and more cattle than sheep on the farm once owned by Sean Doyle. There are no more ponies and traps taking people to mass, and there is no water in the lake for the swans in Ballyglass. No one knows where is the Mass Rock or the Holy Water Font that was at St. Bridget's Holy Well in the village of my aunt. It is many long years now since they held a pattern for the saint. Doing the rosary on the road would be considered quaint. I know the ass and the genet and the mule have almost disappeared, but there are plenty of sheep there and they have to be sheared. I don't think there are gramophones on the kitchen table. They have joined the whole wide world with TVs hooked up to cable. The two shops that sold food in the parish are no longer exist. They threatened to close the school, but the post office is surely missed. We always share a parish priest with St. John's, and it's too late to complain. Miley's Hall closed long ago, so there's no place to entertain. In my days, we had pounds and shillings and pence, then known as sterling, and on Sunday you played games of handball, football or hurling. If you ever played soccer or rugby by the GA, you'd be banned. That was the strict rule in every county growing up in Ireland. I've been around the world a bit. I've seen Khrushchev, Bush and Nixon. And in the Christmas parade, I've seen Rudolph, Dancer and Blixen. But if I had a decent plot and $1 million of pay, I'd build a big house in Bearnacullion and never go away. So there's my poem for this week, and I hope you enjoyed it. And so far, we're getting huge hits on it on Facebook. And it's on Facebook if you want to read it. My name is Tony Fallon, and it's under my name. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, and I have a blog called TonyFallonBlogspot.com. But we'll get on with the music, and thank you for all the people who keep asking me to please read more of my poems on here. Thank you. Next, we have Kathleen Fitzgerald again, and she's going to tell us, well, it's the Fitzgerald Band. We had them playing some Kelly music before. But here we have Kathleen Fitzgerald singing Beautiful Bundoran. And how long ago is it since you heard this song?
Bundoran, by the silvery sea, your golden strand charms so grand, ever calling me, where a welcome's always waiting, and how